This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Well, hello again, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories moment. My guest today, Dr. John Bratton, we've had him on many times, of course, the associate professor and chair from the Department of Anthropology at UWF. And today we're talking about a shipwreck known as the Catherine. Dr. Bratton, how are you?
I'm good.
So this is kind of fun. When you and I were talking about segments we do, you sent me a series of pictures and said, let's tackle some of these. And the Catherine is one you sent. And it's when I look at the picture you sent, I see a ship going down in the distance and I see a boat with several folks. It looks like they're maybe about to go try and help. Is that what's happening? What am I looking at in this picture?
Sure. What you're looking at is the Catherine, which is 300 yards offshore of Santa Rosa Island. The date's 1894, and you're seeing in the foreground of the picture is the life-saving crew that wouldn't normally have been stationed down at the island to assist in a shipwreck like that. But that's a staged photograph that was actually taken 2 days later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the story was the Catherine was a ship that was destined to pick up a load of cargo in Pensacola, and they had left Marseille, France, probably carrying just ballast to come in and pick up this big cargo. But when they arrived, it was August of 1894, and it was a terrific wind storm. They called it a gale at the time. And so the ship ran aground. And so there was a captain of the life-saving station. His name was Captain Broadbent. And so the crew of the life-saving station, you can still see it today. It's on the island. It's that red-top building out there. But they didn't start work until September 1st. They were off at this point. And so the captain actually used his two daughters, a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old, and they took a small cannon to the beach called a Lyo gun, and they shot out a line and then used what are called breeches buoys, where you step into them and you slide down this line to shore. All the crew were saved. The life-saving crew then came out a couple days later and staged that photograph to make it look like they were going to save the crew.
That's incredible. But I guess the good news is, despite the fact that the life-saving crew wasn't there yet, you said everybody was saved.
Everybody was saved, and it actually took a couple days for the ship to break apart. And so soon after that, they went back, and they took some things from the ship. They were able to salvage the log and the ship's compass, it turned out. And there was some salvage work. They were able to get off some piece of the ship, and then she finally broke. And so then we then went out to find the site.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that was another – so I'm thinking to myself, all right, they've got a photo. They know exactly where this kind of happened. This seems like it might have been a little easier than some of your other work in terms of finding the wreck. Yes, sir?
Right. We had a good idea, so we knew the general location, and we were actually working with the United States Navy. They had a reserve unit, and they had side-scan sonar. We asked them to go to that spot, and we picked up the location on the bottom. We could see the stern of the wreck was still uncovered. So one of my students at the time, Jason Burns, this became his thesis topic. So we went out, wonderful place to dive. It's in the Gulf, 17 feet of water, fish, and all these great things. And the ship was unique. It's huge, and it has these iron components where it was a mixture of iron and wood. And we recorded everything that was visible at the time. But then there was a tropical storm came through. It buried the stern, but it uncovered the bow area. And so we were able to go back and then finish recording the rest
of
the
ship. Thank you, Mother
Nature. Absolutely.
Wow, that really is an incredible story, the history of the Catherine. Dr. John Bratton, always appreciate your stories. The associate professor and chair from the Department of Anthropology. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.